Hello.
David, how are you, sir? This is Zach.
Hey, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm enjoying this 80-degree weather, that's for sure.
Beautiful, huh?
Sitting outside on my laptop, there's nothing better. I'm very happy with the weather.
Exactly.
But
Exactly.
even in the darkest days, I still see the light. So I'm not complaining one way or the other.
I see the light, brother. I see the light.
That's right. I tell people, I said, listen, well, I say people, I tell my girlfriend, I tell her, I said, listen, I hear everything you're saying, but I'm not going to let your teardrop, put me through this. I've been in enough thunderstorms. We'll be all right, honey. And then I proceed on, and she's fine. So I got your email. I appreciate you working diligently and actually considering, what we've kind of discussed. I'm not used to someone who has actually understood everything. It can get a bit tricky if you're not in the profession, but seems like you know what you're doing, and I think we're really close. But about $50,000 is a lot of money, and I think I really just need to put eyes on it. At 20,000, just completely frank, I don't really need to see it. I'd like to put eyes on it because, 50,000, it's a lot more than what I was, anticipating. So, I mean, do you have any objections on, just letting me take one walk through?
No, I think we can work something out, right?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Sorry, I mentioned. I said I think we can work something out.
Okay.
I'm just thinking what I'm gonna say to Nan, yeah?
Okay. Well,
Leave with me, yeah? Where do you live? Are you pretty local or?
yeah, I'm, do you know where the Hanover Air Park is?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. So my office is, I have a brick building right on the airstrip. We actually, my office is, it's technically a hangar. So, my partner Forrest, he's a pilot, so I get to fly around with him, and it's pretty cool. I watch jets and small planes, helicopters, pretty much all day.
Yeah, I think WestRock have just moved down there, right?
Who's that?
They used to have a massive building overlooking the downtown, right? River, beautiful, overlooking the James. Unless I'm a photo, they moved close to where you are. They said the cost of the well, you can imagine he was overlooking the James River right downtown, and they said the cost is just crazy, you know. So they were moving closer to there. They built some offices, but probably pretty close to you. West Rock, they're cool.
Sure. Yeah. So from our, so I live tech, I apologize for not answering your question, but I actually live in Glen Allen. But it's like 6, 10 minutes from my house. And then Rexmoor is only 30 minutes.
Okay.
But
No big deal then, yeah.
oh, it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at with things. Wouldn't, and I understand, I don't know if you've had a conversation with your current tenant or not. But
No, I haven't said anything, but if I will, I will say, like, don't you worry at all, right? You know?
Sure.
You know, you can, as long as you want, right? Which is what you said to me, right? I mean, you know, and that's, you know, part of your business as well.
Yeah, just to clarify, you know, 5 years would be the max. If that, you know, that's what I can, you know, guarantee.
Not going to be in there 5 years, right?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably going to be 2 years, right?
Sure.
You know, as soon as, you know, they've done everything. You know, I don't know how long it's going to be, but it's not going to be 5 years, right?
Yeah. Well, I just want to make that clear because if,
if
God forbid something happened, you know, the worst thing I would hate for someone to say is, you know, he said this, and I just, you know, I have, you know, in my profession and, you know, and just in real life, I have to speak, you know, not in preconceived truths, but, you know, in just in facts. So,
well, things happen, you know, and things happen that you don't know, right? So you always got to be wary of the unexpected, right? So
yeah.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do this.
Good. How do you think that conversation would go? I mean, would she be fine with it? You know,
I don't think it would be an issue, right? I think, you know, I think nothing would change for her, right?
Nothing would on our end, you know, as long as she maintains, you know, the payment, you know, I know you've expressed, even if she doesn't miss a payment, yes, we still will make the payment. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, everything's good. I mean, all the payments are coming from, you know, her insurance thing, right? They're bang on. They're not being late on any payment for the last 12 months.
Sure. That's right. I apologize. I forgot. Her insurance is covering it anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because he's come to year two, I contacted him at the beginning of the week, and I said, like, you know, there's going to be a percentage increase as well. So he's probably going to be more like 32.50.
Oh, so you're going to up it?
Yeah. Okay. And the other thing I'm trying to get them to do, because, you know, I had a good well. Yeah, you know. Basically,
yeah.
I was just being, he said, I don't know what to do about the loans and all this. I say, like, you know, I'll sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've gone to the insurance company and said, like, you know, I didn't expect that this was my job forever, right?
Sure.
And, you know, you need to do something because I'm going to be away quite a lot in the summer and somebody's going to need to become around. So they said, okay, give me a price on a company to come in and look after that. And we'll see if we can sort that out as well. So
sure.
There's also a few... You better think than when I spoke to you, you know, a few days ago, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, I think we're aligned pretty similar, you know, I got to have eyes on it, you know, and just one time, you know, I kind of tell everyone, you know, hey, if you can't, you know, if you can't make a decision, you know, with seeing it once, you know, what is two times going to do? You know, so, yeah, one time, be in and out, painless, is, you know, less than half an hour. And, you know, if next Wednesday, that would be ideally the best. But if you need sooner or, you know, that way it gives the tenant some time to, obviously, we want to be respectful of her time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I meet you there as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't require you to be there, but I would like for you to be there if you don't mind. That way, you understand who we are, and you put a voice to the face, and then I, you know, do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. All I would say is this lady's a hoarder, right? I think the inside and everything is good.
I will say something.
Like,
I don't know a woman that's not.
Well, she's like 76 years old, and you know, I think she's collecting all stuff, you know, and I mean, it's not dirty, right? But there's like chairs and blankets and things I would never buy, right?
I'm sure.
Like, okay. Right. Well, 76 year old lady stuff, right?
She must get around pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean she's good. She's fit as a fiddle.
Go ahead.
I said she's fit as a fiddle, right? I mean,
okay. Does she take care of the lawn?
No, I've been taking care of it, but I contacted the insurance company and said I can't keep doing this, right? I got too many things going on this summer that, you know, I'm gonna, and they said, okay, get me a cost for somebody doing the lawn services, and you know, we'll evaluate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, she seems like a nice woman, and yeah, that's. I think we're close. Obviously, you know, just $50,000 is a lot of money, and but you know what isn't, you know. So I think we can. I think we're close. Right. I just need to see it, and if next Wednesday, like say 1 o'clock,
leave it with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna go around on Saturday, because I'm trying to get some like lawn care people so I can show them, right? So they can, you know, local to the area, so I can get some costs.
Sure.
So leave it, and I'll see what the best timings are. But if I can do Wednesday, it would do.
Anytime after 12 on Wednesday would work.
12 on Wednesday.
Yeah, after 12. Anytime after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, for me, I think it's fair enough, right? I think, you know, there's wins in it for you and there's wins in it for me, right? And I don't think it's weighted too much on one side, right? You know, so.
Sure. Well, I think we're close. Obviously, you know, the only difference is what, you know, you're asking for.
Yeah.
So I'll just kind of leave it at that, and we'll just kind of plan to see it Wednesday, and then we can cross T's and dot I's if necessary. And if not, then, you know, at the end of this, we can just say we were good friends.
Yeah, nothing lost, nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, David, I appreciate your time, and I really like the way you speak, and, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the sunshine, yeah?
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll give you a call on Monday to see if that works for you, unless you call me. So
yeah.
I'm going to send you a text off of my personal cell phone number. I don't give it to everybody, but, you know, I don't think you'll be calling me at 1 a.m.
No. No. 12 latest.
All right, Mr. Okay. All right, Mr. David.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
You enjoy your weekend, and if you need anything from here till Monday, just give me a call.
Okay. Cheers, mate.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers.